I think we've got Martin on the phone. Hi, Martin.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
What's your question, Martin?
My question is that I was always told that water and electricity don't mix. After a second of stupidity, I'm not sure this is entirely true, I put a nail through my central heating pipe, and the vast quantity of water then began to drop into the ceiling space and then went through the light fitting. Now, the light fitting's not a standard rose. It's got a kind of like a one-inch deep bowl where the wires are connected between the mains and the halogen bulbs. Now, the light was on at the time, stayed lit for well over 10 minutes until a friendly plumber, you know, arrived on site and almost had a heart attack realizing the electricity was still switched on. Question being, why didn't the house short out? Why didn't the light go out?
It's a good question, Martin. So Martin's ceiling rose, his electrical ceiling rose, almost became a shower rose, Dave, but why didn't it go bang?
Exactly.
Do you have a trip switch in your house?
We do have fuses, yeah.
Fuses are just things which will break if you draw too much current. If you've got one of the trip switches, which are called residual current devices, which will trip if any current's going to earth?
No.
Okay, if you haven't got a trip switch, the only thing which is going to cause the electricity to turn off is if you're drawing more current than one of the fuses can take. So that would involve more than sort of probably at least 40 or 50 amps of current. So as long as there's less current going through the water than 40 or 50 amps, then your house just thinks it's just someone's plugged in a whole lot of lights or maybe a heater in your ceiling rose. If you did have a trip switch and the water was connected to something earthed, like a water pipe your central heating system ought to be earthed, then the trip switch would detect that there was some current running from the mains to the earth, down the earth wire. They would think, oh no, something's gone wrong, the central heating system's exploded, we'll turn the power off now. So without a trip switch, there's no reason why your power shouldn't carry on.
And these lights are definitely not 12 volts, aren't they?
I've not got a clue.
Because one of the other fancy things that people tend to do in kitchens, for example, and other bits of the house, is that they have a 12-volt system running those little mini halogen lights. They're very, very bright because all they do is draw a much bigger current, but at a lower voltage. But because water isn't a terrifically good conductor, like Dave's saying, then at 12 volts, it often won't actually make that much difference because there's not a big enough potential difference to flow much current through the water. So if it's 12 volts, that may have also been why it didn't actually go bang. You'll have to find out, Martin, and get back to us.
Yeah, I will.
But thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist.
Excellent. Thanks very much indeed.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks.
It's The Naked Scientist with Chris, Vic and Dave, and it's our science Q&A week. On the way, we'll be finding out why 3D television is becoming a step closer to reality. That's with Mark Peplow from Chemistry World. He's on the way. If you'd like to join us on the programme and ask us any questions, email us chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.